Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
When we talk about the Mount Rushmore of women artists, especially when it comes to impacting the masses, you have to talk about Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, and of course, the artist that we're about to get into today, as Sabrina Carpenter. No, I'm just joking. So anyways, Sabrina Carpenter is on that list, obviously, but she's not in Mount Rushmore, which technically is four. So the fourth one would probably be Ariana Grande, because with the biggest first week female album debuts on Spotify in 2024, I mean, of course, it was Taylor Swift with 1.18 billion, with a B. That's insane. Second closest, of course, was Sabrina Carpenter with Hit Me Hard. No, that was Billie Eilish with Hit Me Hard and Soft with 386 million units. And then third was Sabrina Carpenter with her album Short and Sweet with 352 million units sold as far as the debut. Now, the reason why I say that is because Gracie Abrams did make this list as far as the top 10. Her album came in at number 8 as far as the biggest debuts in music industry as far as 2024 with her album The Secret of Us. So it's no secret, pun intended, that she is putting out a deluxe, because of course, what do you follow up every successful project with? I mean, as far as, you know, analytically and improving that, one of the best things you could do is give them more tracks as far as what didn't make the original release of the highly successful project that is The Secret of Us. So with that being considered, the single for the deluxe album is That's So True. So I was wanting to look up the actual, because I think, That's So True, which is track 15 off of the deluxe. Because if you look at the deluxe, of course, she put it out under Interscope, which is under Universal Music Group, the biggest label in the music industry, definitely the big dogs in the music industry, and they run everything. So she's under that, and the actual deluxe is 20 songs, an hour and 12 minutes of length, and overall, Gracie Abrams has chosen the That's So True track from the deluxe edition to be the single to push the entire body of work. So also with that, she's been on tour, of course, and she's been having a lot of success just expressing her personal feelings through music when it comes to her past relationships. So as far as a deluxe edition being available, it's already went viral on TikTok. And when I tell y'all that TikTok is one of the most pivotal platforms if you want to be a musician in this industry, I think there's a reason why the U.S. government is trying to get TikTok to divest into U.S. companies as far as the American side, the demographic of the app. Because when you have a product as pivotal as TikTok, as far as its algorithmic infection into the American population, you come to realize that if you own it, at least your portion, at least you have a little bit more control over what is popular and what is viral, quote unquote, in the States. So I think that is really pivotal as far as TikTok and the overall marketing strategy for a lot of musicians in the industry. I mean, with the I Love You, I'm sorry. Was that the stand? I'm trying to That wasn't the track. I Love You, I'm Sorry. I think that was the actual track from the standard edition. I got it mixed up because I don't listen to Gracie Abrams. You know, I do listen to pop artists. Just I don't know why. I just haven't gotten around to Gracie, right? I've listened to Sabrina, listened to Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, which you can click my link tree in my bio. I actually have a playlist as far as what I'm listening to, and you actually can listen to that. You can see them on that list because I have the actual tracks that I enjoyed from the projects. But I haven't gotten to Gracie Abrams. So anyways, I Love You, I'm Sorry from the standard edition originally went viral on TikTok with over 3 billion views with a B, right? So also along with that, the song entered the top US on the US Spotify chart with 1.83 million streams on October 16th as far as 2024. So when the actual album came out, let me see, The Secret of Us came out June 1st, 2024. The deluxe edition obviously came out today on all DSPs, but I Love You, I'm Sorry track to have that much longevity. I am pinpointing the critical marketing strategy of going viral on TikTok, or at least attempting to. If you don't have a TikTok platform as a musician, let's just say you're more than behind as far as the overall trajectory of your career, right? So with that being said, the global status of the I Love You, I'm Sorry track is ranking 18th as far as the most played track in the world with nearly 3 million daily streams. 3 million daily streams. That is insane. So for all the Gracie Abrams fans out there, let's just say you're going to be more than taken care of as Gracie's U.S. tour, including the sold-out show in Boston. That was October 9th, 2024. Basically, that show followed her vocal injury recovery, which is very interesting. I remember watching, this is going to be crazy to admit, but the Justin Bieber documentary, which I think it was the Never Say Never documentary, I believe. Anyways, he did have a very interesting injury when it came to his ability to vocally perform that I thought was very unique, until I realized that a lot of performers go through the same thing where they get this type of condition where the voice literally goes away. And that has to be beyond scary as a singer. I mean, just think about at your job, something that's very pivotal to your production, and it just completely goes away. And now you just got to wait till it comes back. Like, that is very scary because you never know. Usually it does come back. I would say, I'm not a doctor, obviously, I don't know all the cases out there, but from what I've seen, it's came back with Gracie, with Justin Bieber. But just for it to completely go away is very scary, to say the least. So anyways, along with that, she is opening, or she will open for Taylor Swift on the Eras tour later this month and begin a European tour in February 2025. Talk about opening up for the most pivotal artist in the music industry when it comes to just setting the standard on what the music consumption is. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, Taylor Swift, I could go on and on, because objectively speaking, you look at the numbers, you look at every single litmus scale, and Taylor Swift is just out here just completely just dominating. I mean, putting up a billion streams in her debut week. I mean, that is insane, right? So anyways, when it comes to specifically Gracie Abrams, the deluxe tracks that you, if you go to the project, obviously gonna have the original tracks that came out back in what was June, I believe is what I said, but the new tracks on a deluxe album is 6 editions. So you have Felt Good About You, Risk, I Love You, I'm Sorry, the live from Vivo version, That's So True, Us featuring the one and only Taylor Swift, and then of course Free Now, which is the live from Vivo. So those are the 6 additional tracks that was on the deluxe edition, with That's So True being the single that her and her team has chosen to push this project. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias, what do you think about Gracie Abrams' success in the music industry? And also, as far as the album and the standard album, what is your favorite three tracks from the album, The Secret of Us.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.